Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Sometimes in life, you just have to create your own opportunities. Let Kayla Bolware show you how. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show today, Kayla Bolware. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on our show today. I know that you have something awesome to share with my guests. You know that we start the show with a quote that is meaningful to you. So do you have something you'd like to share?
Yeah. So the quote that I want to share is, the only way to be free is to act like you are free. So I got that quote from this comedian from the show Guy Code on MTV. His name is Damian Lemon. He's really cool. And I'm a journalist for New Brunswick Today. So I was interviewing him because he's doing a show at Stress Factory. And I was telling him, we were talking about like social issues and things that are going on with the Black community and, you know, the police violence that's going on. And I was like getting really passionate and obviously frustrated when I was talking to him about it. And he said, you know what, you can't control everything in the world. So you just have to worry about your life and your happiness. And you have to live like you actually are free. And I thought that was really cool because sometimes people in the world, they use their environment or things that are happening in the world as an excuse as to why they can't do something. But sometimes it's kind of like you got to think it to achieve it kind of thing. So that's why I like that quote.
And that's actually exactly why you're here, because your whole passion is to create your own opportunities.
Yeah, so I graduated from Rutgers in May with a degree in public health. And before my junior year in school, I was going to go to medical school. But I started getting more and more into photography and journalism. So I decided that I wanted to pursue that wholeheartedly. So now I'm a freelance writer. I write for different news outlets and magazines. And I have my own photography business where I do photo shoots and events. When you are an entrepreneur, or if you want to create something that hasn't been seen before, you kind of have to create your own opportunity. Like even when I went to South Africa, my last year of college, I went to South Africa. And when I applied, I didn't have the money to go. I was just like, I'm just going to apply and see what happens. And I got accepted. And then I'm like, okay, now I have to find the money. So I was like contacting members of my family, like, could you donate $20 or whatever you can, blah, blah, blah. And then Douglas Residential College, who I worked closely with my whole time at Rutgers, gave me a call and ended up paying for the whole trip for me. So that wouldn't have never came if I never called Mary Lou in the financial office, like, can you guys help me pay for this trip? But they were more than happy to do it because, you know, I've been working with them for so long. Yeah, stuff like that has been happening to me my entire college career at Rutgers, but a lot of things happen just because I asked.
You know, there's a couple things that I really like what you said. One of the things that I liked is that you talked about how originally you wanted to go to med school and that was your focus and you were driven, but then something struck you that really didn't feel like it was your path, that while heading towards medical school was part of your process. When you realized this isn't the path that I want to take for the rest of my life, you did something really important, which we call pivoting. So you knew when to pivot and to change to find something that was better suited for you. So that's one of the things that you said that I thought was really interesting. And something else was when you talked about studying abroad and going to Africa. I think it's so important for people to get in their heads that this could be an opportunity for them as well. I mean, I know that I actually did, I'm just remembering now to tell you the truth, I wasn't even thinking about this, but I also traveled abroad for 10 days. in my master's program. I went to England for 10 days. So that was a great opportunity. And maybe that's why I'm so, you know, because I'm connecting back to my thoughts that, wow, other people study abroad. Other people travel abroad, but that's not going to be an opportunity for me. And then I did find myself with that opportunity and I took it. And I didn't have to travel abroad that semester for those 10 days. I could have done it right here in New Jersey. But I thought, no way, if I get this opportunity, I want to take it now. So I think it's really important for listeners right now to say to themselves, listen, why can't it be me? Why can't I change my direction? Whether that means like you discovered that while you were at Rutgers, but I didn't even go to college until I was 30. And then I went and got my master's in creative writing and MFA. You know, I was like somewhere around 40, you know? So people are never too old. They're just non-traditionally aged, but they can do all of those things that you were just talking about.
Absolutely. There are people, the couple that I'm about to talk about weren't there this year, but there's this couple, they're like 85. And they go on the trip that I went on every year. Like, it's the first year they didn't go in, like, 10 years. So, yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are. And even college students that I talk about my trips to, I'm like, even if you think you don't have the money, just apply anyway, because somebody will help you. Like, somebody will help you get there. So worry about the money later. Just try to apply and get in the program, and then afterwards, you could fundraise and get the money. It's definitely not impossible. I think for college students, since we already have like debt over our head, we're like, oh, we don't have the money for a trip like that. And like for me, I didn't want to ask my parents for the money because they already helped me out. And you know what I mean? So yeah, for kids and for adults, definitely go abroad. It would definitely change your life no matter where you go. You have to get out of the country. You have to.
Right. Absolutely. And I also see how you are taking this into your photography business, because we talked just a few minutes ago before the interview began, and I asked how that's going. Tell everybody what you're doing and how you are really trying to create your own opportunities with your intentions here.
In South Africa, I brought my camera there, and I'm going to be posting some of that stuff too, but I can't wait for people, because I was interviewing like all the kids who went to the school and like taught them math and stuff. And afterwards, I was interviewing them about music and movies, and the responses that they say are so funny. They like all American entertainment. So yeah, I bring it when I travel, but as far as what I'm doing in my photography business, one of my main goals for short term at the end of the year is to get on tour. So I'm starting to really focus on concert and performance photography. And my goal is by December, I want to link up with a musician, whether it's a singer or a rapper or a poet or some like a TV personality who travels, somebody that tours. And I want to be the documentary photographer for that tour. So when they're on stage, when they're behind the scenes, traveling in between states, talking with fans, candid shots like that. So, yeah, and that came from, honestly, from going to South Africa. Like, I went to South Africa and I just wanted to travel more. And I was thinking, how can I can incorporate my business into traveling? So that's one of the things that I came up with. So that's my main goal right now. But besides that, I'm still doing photo shoots and events, you know, parties, weddings, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really trying to get onto it. That's the one thing I think about every day right now.
And I have to tell you, I've seen some of the photos. I've seen many of the photos that you've done, and they are amazing photos. They are fun and funky and colorful and beautiful. I'm really, really eye-catching. And I'm sure you have a site. We'll include your information at the end of this show here.
Yes. Well, thank you that you said that. And that's the first, like, well, when people compliment me, they never say funky. And I'm so glad you said that, because that's what I'm going for. Like, the funky, the colorful, energetic. And I want people to see my photography and then to see me and kind of see, like, similarities. So I really appreciate that compliment. That's the first time I got that. Well, and that's what I want.
That's exactly what I see, is funky. And it's really funny, because to tell you the truth, with some of the pictures and some of the models, I say, wait, is that Kayla or is that somebody else? I do believe that it's your personality completely shining through.
Yeah, that's why that's my goal. That's really my goal. And with photography, not even just with photography, but with everything you do, you have to have a niche, right? So, like, with your podcast, your niche is motivating people. Hopefully, my photography, my niche will be, like, creating creative concepts, colorful concepts, and it'll be a funky outcome when I'm done.
I absolutely see you hooking up with an artist who has that same vibe, and they'll be in heaven when they meet you. I just know it.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're all about creating your own opportunities. Is there a time that things didn't go well when you tried to create your own opportunity?
Oh, yeah. My dad, he is also an entrepreneur. He's been one for his whole life, which is probably where I get this spirit from. But he runs natural bodybuilding shows like every year at a school. And so he brought me in as the photographer and was telling me, like, you take pictures of the event, do whatever you want, and you could sell to the competitors. So the first time I went, I had my plan. There were so many people there. I was by myself. And the plan didn't go as smoothly as I hoped. There were just too many people. I couldn't shoot everything by myself. I was trying to make sales and shoot at the same time. It was horrible. So I ended up not making much money because I was too busy doing everything else. And then something happened to my camera. It was just bad. Yeah, that happened a couple times. And then after that, I finally got the swing of what I should do. So we figured out that the best way to do it is to go on registration day, have them sign up for the pictures, and then a day of take the pictures. So I don't have to worry about money on both days. Business is all trial and error. So a lot of stuff that I've done that I thought was going to work, I was going to make lots of money on the first time, didn't work out like that, you know. But my dad always tells me that that's business, and the first 5 years are the hardest, though.
You're in year two, and I can tell you that even as a teacher, they always say you need 5 years in before you start feeling like you're good at your job.
Right. So, yeah, so that's probably with everything.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's true. I think it happens with everything. What have you learned about yourself in this journey?
I've learned that I, and not just me, but people, but I am always changing. Like, I always change my ideas about how to execute stuff. And when you're creating your own opportunities, you're supposed to change your mind every day. You're supposed to always be reevaluating. How can I make my website better? What can I do to my portfolio? Last night, it was like 3 a.m, and it was me and these three other artists in my room. And for hours, we were just talking about what we could do together, like what we should do next, and just like motivating each other to keep going. Because when you're an artist, it's hard, because artists, a lot of times people want you to do your art for free. They don't want to pay you for what you do, or they don't appreciate what you do. So that's why they really don't want to pay you. But we were just talking about all those experiences together. But I always try and keep myself around like-minded people, because birds of a feather flock together. So I can't hang with lazy people, because that's going to make me lazy.
They say that you are the sum of the five people that you keep closest. And, you know, those people could be in books. It doesn't have to be live either. You could be listening to audible.com. You could be reading their books. You could be watching clips on YouTube, whatever it is. You could be shadowing people. You know, so if you get role models, it doesn't even have to be the actual people that are in your life, but they say you are the sum of the five people that you hang around. And I definitely love the idea of brainstorming with a group and creating business ideas. My family, we've always been really into that. And we find that fun. And, you know, up until literally 1 minute before I reached out to you today, I was messaging with Deanna Serrato, whose show actually aired today. And she loved being on the podcast, and she said that she had considered doing a podcast of her own. We were actually brainstorming back and forth, creating opportunity for Deanna to maybe come up with her own podcast idea. So I think that's great. And again, it is the people that you surround yourself with. She reached out to me, and I'm always happy to communicate with my listeners and my friends, guests, everybody about anything that I can help them with. So I think that's great that you are surrounding yourself with other people who, you know, you guys feed off of each other, and you're going to come up with great ideas. Now, are there any other kind of resources you can recommend? A book of any kind?
When I first started business, I had a conversation with my dad, because my mom supports me 100,000,000,000,000,000%. But she was a little more hesitant about me saying, like, I want to be entrepreneur full time. She was more hesitant. And I don't know why, because she was married to my dad, who was an entrepreneur all his life. But, you know, with kids, it's different, I guess. Mother has different kids.
Well, and not for anything, Kayla, but she saw the struggle. You know, while she remembers she was there at the beginning. So that's probably what, you know, we don't want kids to suffer. And she's just going to know that you're going to have a struggle to get started.
Yeah, you're right. So she had that take on it. And my dad was like, do what you can do, it, just do it right. So the first book he gave me was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's by Robert Kiyosaki. And I watched his lectures on YouTube. You should Google his name because he's just so intelligent. But he basically teaches financial literacy, but also he teaches about how to think about business. So he talks about his dad was an entrepreneur, and he talks about his childhood and what it was like basically being his dad's apprentice and the stuff that he learned, like unconventional things that they don't teach you about economics and business in school. This book definitely gave me like a head start on like forming my business and how I should market it and things like that. But it also taught me about money. And that's one of the most important things that especially people my age need to know about. We need to know about how to manage money, because getting a credit card is not managing money. I learned that lesson already.
Yeah. 2 points for your dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is an awesome book. 2 more points for your dad for teaching you the entrepreneurial spirit, and 2 points for your mom for being nervous for you.
Yes, that's so cute. You're right. Thank you, Mom.
Okay. So this part of our show, we pick up the pace, envision, explore, execute. So we're talking here about, you know, creating your own opportunities, how you can envision this for yourself. So how can somebody see that for themselves?
When people want to be something, but they're afraid to be that something, what I did, and I was like, well, okay, so what do I have to lose? If I don't do photography, if I don't write, I'm going to be doing something that I don't want to do. Like, I've talked to a lot of my cousins and a lot of my friends, they work somewhere that they hate going there every day. I have one friend who says she cries every time she goes to work. So if you have a dream, life is too short for you not to do it. I think you really have no reason not to do it. Anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
I think you're the first person on the show. Just basically what you're saying is envision what your life will be like if you don't do it.
Basically, yeah.
I love it. Okay, so how can they explore this for themselves?
The first thought I have is, what can I do that other people aren't doing? Or what can I do that's different from what other people are doing? There could be a million photographers in the world and they could all take a million great pictures. But if Kayla is the only one who has that funk that people like, you know, they're going to come to me. So how can you be different? Or what can you do that is different, you know?
I love it. So you're saying first, envision what you don't want to be doing. And then second, explore how you can find your own niche that is either solving a problem or, you know, filling a void that isn't already out there, is really what you're saying. So to execute then, what would the first step be to creating your own opportunity?
The first step would just be nailing down what you want to do. So like for me, for photography, before I could go to somebody and actually feel comfortable in my heart saying, I do photography, you should book me for your event, I had to practice and kind of get my nerve up before I could approach people like that. And also, you don't want to approach people if your game isn't on like 100%. Like, you don't want to be a 50% artist, or, you know, you don't want to be 50% comfortable with interviewing people on a podcast and then tell people that you do podcasts. And then they get on the podcast and they're like, oh, this woman is not prepared or whatever like that. So I would just say be prepared and practice and be confident in your skills before you start, you know, reaching out to people.
Something you just said that rings so true for me, because as a writer, to say I am a writer, to give myself that label, I am a writer,
right,
to find the confidence behind it that I am a writer. Or I am a podcast host. So you saying, you know, make sure you're on your game. And if you're going to go out and say, I'm a photographer, then make sure that you have the skills and, you know, start creating a portfolio, something that you can show people that's got your history and it's got your practice and it's got your, you know, your skill there for them to see. Really, really powerful advice. Okay. Do you have any closing advice for my listeners?
I would just say, everybody that's listening, don't get stuck doing something you don't want to do in life. That's like the biggest thing I would tell people. Just don't get stuck doing something you don't want to do, because life is too short. And then later down the line, you're going to look back and wish that you would have done it. You know, you're going to say, oh, it's too late. Just do it now. Do it while it's on your mind now. Do it now. And don't live your life the way you don't want to live it. Be free.
You know, I don't know if it is your father who has given you the freedom, which was the exact word I was just going to say, that your father has given you the freedom. He's freed your mind to not feel as if you have to fit into the same mold that most of us believe we need to fit into. I don't know if that's given you the wisdom or the confidence, but at such an early age, you're off to an amazing start, Kayla.
Thank you so much. I think that was definitely a part of it. My dad and both of my uncles are entrepreneurs. You know, my aunts are. It runs in the family, so I was around it all my life. But also, other than that, honestly, going to college and seeing the trap you can get in when you go to college also made me think like this, because a lot of people get in the trap. First of all, a lot of people are in the trap when they first go to college, because I have to take out a loan to get there. That's how I got to college. I had to pay through loans. And now I'm 22, and the amount of debt I have is embarrassing to say on this podcast. So I'm going through school, and I'm getting all this debt, and then you graduate, and of course, you know, you're not set up with the job. That's like a whole nother, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. So I see all that. I went to school, and I went through all that, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to live my life in this trap. So I'm just gonna do what I want to do. So that's what I do.
Well, I want to say, first of all, you graduated from a very reputable university, and having those credentials behind you and the experience that you gained while you were there, I'm sure is priceless. Because I know going to college as an adult completely changed my person inside and out, my skills, my knowledge, so many things. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I would have never accomplished other things that I've accomplished had I not gone to college. So I do.
Yeah, I say the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's really important. On the other hand, though, you know, sometimes we just go so early in life that, you know, my parents said they would send me if I went to college for business, but I wanted to go for theater. They didn't.
So they didn't pay for you?
They didn't think that was important. And I realized, you know what? It's probably time for me to just get on my own and do my own thing. And I don't want to go to college. Yeah. And that's why I didn't go until I was 30, because I didn't know what I wanted to go for. So I wasn't ready.
Right.
But I think that's part of the trap, though, Kayla. I think people are funneled from high school right into college.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, you have your first 2 years to do your core classes, but you very quickly have to choose a major. And so, you know, you just kind of get funneled into what everybody else is doing, what everybody else expects of you. And most people don't see that entrepreneurial lifestyle. They've never seen it. They've never had that modeling that you had. So I think that's awesome. Now, can you share with us contact information so everybody can check out your pictures?
Sure. So everything is on KaylaBulwer.com.
The spelling of your name is actually KailaBulware. All of Kayla's contact information, everybody, will be in the show notes for this episode. So you can go to www.motivatemepodcast.com and the show notes for this episode, and you'll be able to get everything that Kayla mentioned today, including her contact information. But say your information again, Kayla.
So my website is KaylaBulware.com. You could go on my Instagram at Kayla Bulware to see some pictures and videos and flyers for things that I've shot at before. And I'm on Facebook, Kayla Bulware. If you Google Kayla Bulware, my name, everything will pop up. So feel free to contact me in regards to writing or photo stuff. If you live in the New Brunswick area and there's something that you want me to write about in the local paper, you could shoot me an email and we could talk about that also.
Kayla, I am going to be keeping my eye on you because I believe great things are coming for you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the show. I've never been on a podcast before, and kind of flattered that you asked me to do it. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm honored that you came on, and I really know that what you've had to say today is impacting a lot of people out there, and I hope they come check out your work. And you know what? You will be on the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. You'll be in that group with us. People can reach out to you there as well.
Great. Yeah. If anybody has a question or a comment or any feedback, anything, I'm always open to talk to people. So yeah, feel free to hit me up on the chat too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. So for today's go-do, Kayla was really focused on creating her own opportunities. She and I want you to do this. We want you to take a stretch. What is it that you would like to accomplish? What is it you would like to do? And who do you need to reach out to find out how? Visit us on that private Facebook group and we will talk to you there. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.